No, we'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything on my own?
They are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
Running to the phone, your dad is at it.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this human have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
I must tell Jesus. All of my trials, He was kind and acted as a friend.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, a few hundred miles to my right, the always irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, bitches. This is the J-Man coming to you live from my luxurious studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas. How do you know I'm sitting to your right, Matt? I mean, what direction are you facing?
I'm facing north, so you would be to my south-south.
Back?
I guess it's to my left, then.
I'd be sneaking up from behind on the left.
Either way, left or right,
with
sneaking
a box cutter
up on me. Either way, from the left or the right, sneaking up on me from behind, that would be hot.
Uh-huh. That's the way you like it.
Uh-huh. Backdoor guests are best.
You know, just as we were getting ready to go live, which kind of caught me by surprise there. I don't know why I thought we had so much more time, but we didn't. But anyway, I was getting ready to say, you were talking about the guest who'd shown up in the chat room, and I said, well, they'll leave right before the show starts. And they did.
Right,
I don't understand that. Don't understand that.
And it's probably the same person every time.
Probably is. Like, these guys always lie. They're never really on.
Before I ask you how things are down there, I'd like to thank Herman Cain for providing that that nice trailer there at the beginning.
Yeah, sounded good,
Herman.
Herman's
got a friend in Jesus, baby.
And Jesus may be his only friend pretty soon.
That's right. But before we get into that, how's things going for you today, J-Man?
Well, not bad. Not bad. It's nice and cool, of course, this morning. Nice, beautiful fall day here in God's country.
That's right. 65 and
going up
sunny
there
here today.
Oh, that's about what it is here.
Yeah.
That'll kind of cheer you up a little, won't it?
Yes, it will.
But I got to tell you. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to change the subject real quick here. I was going to tell you about last night or yesterday evening. I was watching another episode of The Wire online on HBO Go, right?
Of course.
Shout out to HBO Go. That's the greatest thing in the world. If you have HBO, you should be able to get HBO Go online. You can watch everything online. All of their, like The Sopranos, The Wire, 6 Feet Under, all of it is all there. It's awesome. Anyway, so I'm watching The Wire, and you got this detective, and she's searching in this alley in the ghetto. And I mean the ghetto in Baltimore, right? I mean just serious slum. And there's all these bottles and beer cans and stuff laying around. She kicks one of them out of the way, and it's a bottle of Steel Reserve.
Oh, bless her. Oh, my God. Here's the Steel Reserve.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that and I thought, dang. I mean, she's searching outside of the bag wine digs. Because I assume when you finish your Steel Reserve, you just toss it out the can out the window, right?
Well, yeah, there's no other way to do it. And the funny thing is, here at the digs, I don't even have to open the window. I just throw it out the gash that's in the pane that little Jimmy Stewart broke last summer. So,
which is still there.
Typically, I try to wait while he's walking his dog underneath the window to throw it out, but...
Thanks. A shout out to a couple people in the chat room here. We got our old friend Manier is in there. Good to see him around. And
and as we all know, Manier is the official Muslim of the I'm With Stupid Show.
Absolutely. He's part of our vast and diverse worldwide audience, being a Canadian Muslim.
That's right.
We mark off two things on our diversity list right there.
We're both international and multicultural.
Yep, he's from overseas, as Sarah Palin would say. And also shout out to Comedy Concepts in the chat room. There's a great great show here on Blog Talk Radio. Go to let me check real quick, make sure. It's blogtalkradio.com/comedy-concepts. Go there and check her out. She's got I think she's on at different times. She's got lots of great guests, all kinds of hilarity on that show. Good stuff.
Yes. And we're kind of filling up quickly because we have another guest and someone else who popped out. But anyway, there you have it. It's looking lively for hump day today, Jay.
Everybody's looking to be entertained. Sorry to disappoint.
Yep. Well, and I know someone else who was looking to be entertained, and might have got him into a little mess.
Could have.
Little situation there.
Yep. The old Herminator. Herman Cain. I tell you, the guy who we've been in serious discussions here. That I'm With Stupid staff and editorial board. We've been in serious discussions about who to endorse in the GOP primary, and I tell you, we were leaning Cain before this all happened, and we may firmly be in Cain's camp now.
Well, I started leaning even more towards Cain when he had the ad with his chief advisor smoking. I'm thinking, oh,
smoking
yeah, that's my guy right there, baby.
Yeah, because, you know, people who smoke are cool.
Exactly.
And we want to vote for the cool kids.
That's right.
Yeah. And have you seen the parody ad that the Huntsman daughters did with their fake mustaches? Oh, yeah. In fact, they've set up a Twitter account, the Huntsman girls. And, you know, I don't want to, you know, accuse anybody of anything, but if you've seen the Huntsman daughters, it seems like these good, decent Mormon kids are using sex to sell their dad's campaign. I mean, they're pretty hot.
I've heard that, and I want
as Mormons
now,
would be.
Do they have the same mother? Or
yes, they do. But
oh,
you ought
do.
To see
okay.
their family Christmas card is like, I don't know, like 85 tall, good-looking white people with great smiles. even the grandchildren that are like 4 years old are tall and good-looking. And they all have great hair. Oh, God. Yeah.
You know, as smart as John Huntsman is, sometimes I think he entered this race just to launch a stand-up comedy career.
Well, hell, he just gets everybody in his family to vote for him. He's damn near at 50% right there.
Well, that's true.
But sometimes I wonder if John Huntsman is actually still in the race, if he's still even running. I mean, he and Newt are basically just, you know, working the senior center circuit, hitting the buffets.
hitting the buffets, and then they go, they both go work off the buffet calories with a little game of squash.
Yeah, yeah, just doing their little routine at the senior center. Maybe working for tips down at the Laugh Factory or something like that. Especially Newt with his unintentional comedy.
Yes.
But no sexual harassment charges against Huntsman or against Newt, so they're not interesting.
No, in fact, Newt, the only one he sexually harassed were his wives. So I don't know if that's really not illegal.
Yeah, he's found, what, three or four women who like to be sexually harassed and just went ahead and married all of them.
Exactly.
But, you know, I think this, in all seriousness, this sexual harassment charge against Kane is kind of proof that that Romney really is the only option that GOP has. Because
really?
he's the only one that stuff like this isn't going to come out against. I mean, him and Huntsman, but Huntsman doesn't count because, you know, he's way too liberal for the Republicans.
Yeah.
But I mean, you got Michelle Bachmann. I mean, her husband is, well, flaming, so that's a problem. Rick Perry, he went to Texas A&M, so no telling what he got into there. You know how wild they are. And yeah, exactly. And God only knows what kind of depraved and disgusting behavior he engaged in when he was a Democrat. And the thing about Huntsman is that, you know, he was ambassador to China, and they've adopted the Chinese girl. So he clearly has an Asian fetish. That never ends well.
No, it doesn't.
So I think Romney's the only real option left out there.
And I don't mean to stoke the fires of the rumor mill or anything, but is that Asian girl truly just someone he adopted, or well,
or
not to speculate?
Or,
not to speculate.
No. It could be an Arnold situation. He may have knocked up the maid.
Yeah.
But we don't want to, you know, just throw accusations out there willy-nilly.
That would be wrong.
Oh, hell, we're not the National Enquirer of Blog Talk Radio or anything.
No. I'll tell you what, though. You know, you're talking about Perry and his days of being a Democrat. The worst thing about this sexual harassment situation with Herman Cain, it could, like, kind of put him back into the Democratic fold, and people might not like that. Because, after all, remember when people referred to Bill Clinton as the first black president? Now, after all these shenanigans, Herman Cain could be called the first black Bill Clinton.
Yeah, he could be.
It would have been funnier if I worked on the wording prior to that.
Well, we all have that problem sometimes, don't we?
Yes, we do.
That's what you get when you do it live, people. It's just not perfect like it is on those recorded podcasts. Because when they record them, they screw up the delivery. They stop. They give a little pause so there'll be a, you know, dead air. They know where to cut, and they do it again.
Right. Unlike us, we're just kind of raw and don't know what we're doing. And that's basically why we were leaning towards Herman Cain for the
exactly.
GOP nomination.
Well, he does provide the most entertainment, outside of Bachman, of course.
Well, yes. I'm sorry to see her poll numbers dwindle.
Yeah.
In a perfect world, there would be no Mitt Romney, there would be no Ron Paul or Newt Gingrich. The nomination would be coming down to Bachman and Cain. Holy cow. That would be great.
That would be awesome. I think it'd be kind of hilarious to watch Mitt Romney try to sexually harass someone. He would probably completely screw it up. He would be like, you know, he'd tell some woman, you know, hey, why don't you come up to a hotel room? And then 2 seconds later, he'd say, like, you know, I don't want you to come up to my hotel room. What are you talking about? Because he flip flops, you know. Get it?
Yes, I got that, Jake.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So anyway, the Herman Cain's accuser, at least one of them, wants to come go public and tell everybody exactly what happened. And I hope she does. I want details.
Details are good.
I want lurid details.
Mm-hmm.
And,
whether she makes them up or not.
Exactly. In fact, I wanted to email them to me first, and if they're not good enough, you know, maybe we could work on it with her.
Do a little editing and stuff.
Maybe embellish things a little bit.
I want to be proud of Herman.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I hope it wasn't that he just said, you know, hey, why don't you come up to my room so I can show you my 9x9x9.
Yes. I want to read the transcript of their conversation and what went on, and I want to be able to say, Herman Cain, you are a sick bastard, and I love you for it.
Exactly. But I guess he just made a lot of, you know, yeast rising jokes and stuff like that. You know, lame pizza talk.
Yes.
The kind of thing somebody would do if they were doing a blog post about him, you know?
I something like, I take pride in knowing I don't deliver until after 30 minutes.
Yep. And, of course, I wonder what the chances are that the women he sexually harassed are white women. I don't know why that matters.
Well, no one's asking that, but it's in everyone's mind. And
it certainly
everyone
is.
Wants to know. In spite of this thing, I don't want to hear about this. Yes, you do.
Yeah, and this happened back in the mid-90s?
98, I believe.
98. So it's 13 years when the women do come forward when they're on TV down in the corner, I want pictures of them, what they looked like 13 years ago also, because you know, they may have aged a bit, and I want to know if it was really worth, you know, screwing up a shot at the GOP nomination to sexually harass this person.
Of course.
Because,
you know what would be?
Because the women Bill Clinton sexually harassed were not worth almost losing the presidency over.
Although Paula did have a big nose, and you know how I feel about that.
I know. She had the nose for you.
You know what would be funny, since it did happen 13 years ago, if one of the accusers came forward and she was only like 25 years old? That would be hilarious.
Yeah, that would be pretty hilarious.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, nothing will get you more fans than harassing a teenage girl.
But you know, he'd get 80% of the vote in Kentucky and Alabama, that's for sure.
Oh.
He had another little problem on one of the talk shows over the weekend, too, aside from the sexual harassment charges. I don't know if you caught it. I forget which show it was, but he was asked about his foreign policy towards China, and Herman said, well, China is indicating it wants to develop nuclear technologies. Some people make fun of him for that. I don't know.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, I don't know why.
I guess afterwards he also said the Netherlands is indicating it wants to develop windmill technology.
Yeah, and I heard that the Netherlands are talking about, you know, legalizing soft drugs and maybe prostitution.
Okay.
These radical socialists in Europe, man.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, well, as long as we don't ever let India and Pakistan have any nuclear technology, everything will be okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. And Gerald Ford just called in to remind us that there are no Soviet troops in Poland.
That's good.
Which was pretty awesome for a dead guy to be able to do that. But
yes. Well, we have special powers here.
Speaking of people who called in, Tony La Russa called in and said, are you sure Bruce Sutter isn't ready to go in the bullpen?
That's good.
Shout out to Tony La Russa, who's finally retired this
uh-huh.
year. Tony, hanging
that's
it up.
That's probably why he retired. He found out Sutter wasn't available to him anymore.
Right. He said, "Well, screw it. If I can't get Sutter anymore, I don't want to play or coach, manage. Why do they call it manager instead of coach?
I don't know.
Well, whatever. And why does he wear a uniform?
He just wants to feel part of the team.
I guess so.
And that's exactly what Herman Cain did when he was head of the National Restaurant Association. He felt part of the team.
Yep. And when female subordinates did good work, he, like a good teammate, gave him a little slap on the ass and said,
that's
good job.
Right. Uh-huh.
Because it's a team atmosphere.
That's right.
And speaking of people that I'd like to sexually harass, Meghan McCain has been hired at MSNBC.
Oh, yes. I hope she's going to be on late night. And I hope they replay whatever show she's on at like 1 a.m. when I'm out here on the couch all by myself.
In the dark.
In the dark, my mind wandering.
Couple of empty 40s of Steel Reserve lying on the ground next to you.
Yeah. Just
turn it over to MSNBC. Mute the sound.
Begging and yearning for someone to pull my Chad.
And Manny Ayers reminded me, said, don't forget about Socialist Canada. Absolutely. Those Canadians are a bunch of socialists.
Well, that's another thing Herman Cain said over the weekend. He said he found out that the Canadians indicated they wanted to go through history without being really noticed.
So far, so good.
They're kind of like the Swiss of North America.
Kind of. But you know what? I mean, that's not a bad thing. You know, just kind of.
No, it's not.
Going through life, you know, just middle of the road kind of country, you know, a little bureaucrat working at a desk, a little pencil pusher,
mm-hmm.
drive a brown Honda Accord, you know, just the middle of the road, everything, got a, you know, mid-sized house, mid-sized
yeah.
car, nothing flashy. There's nothing
yep.
flashy about Canada at all.
Puts a can of beans on the pilot light when he goes to work,
uh-huh.
so when it comes home, they're all warm and he hasn't spent any money on it.
That's right. That's his slow cooker.
That's right. Oh, yes. I think we have something there. That's the Canadian crock pot. You know how they leave a carbon footprint.
Exactly. You know, just
or
mix
any
it up, you know.
For that matter.
Yeah. Mix it up, you know, get a little can of baked beans and then, you know, some Dentymore stew and then, you know, some chunky sirloin beef soup. And then on weekends they go out and club baby seals.
That's right.
because you got to get some exercise.
That's right. They're,
we need to let everybody know that the phone lines are open.
As they always are, it's 661-244-9852. And we can talk about Herman Cain or the Canadians and their love for crock pots, which mirror, you know, they love the slow cooker, the crock pot. That's, you know, that's how they gave the big F-U to England. Just a little slow process towards independence.
Slow
didn't
and steady.
Didn't want to get too fancy.
Yeah. Didn't want to rush things. Didn't want to be a bother.
Right. And if you want to leave the Queen's image on her money, that's fine. We won't ask hands about that. Yeah, that's fine.
And so what do you think Herman said to these women? I mean, I wonder if he just propositioned them or because, I mean, I have seriously sexually harassed people. So
you have.
It's going to have to be good. I hope it, you know, rises to my level at least.
What are some of the things you've said over the years?
Well, I'll tell you, my greatest moment ever. Was I was working third shift, and it was right after the time change, and so all of a sudden, when we would leave and work in the morning, it would be dark at 7 a.m. rather than, you know, sunny as it had been, and so we're about a week after the time change, and as we're leaving, this one woman looks out there and she says, "Yeah, I've gotten used to coming to work in the dark, but I'm getting sick of getting off in the dark." And I said, "Well, turn on a lamp or a nightlight." And she was, "What?" And then I just left and let her think about it for a while. I mean, that's quality sexual harassment there.
Did she ever realize it?
I don't know. I think some other people did, and they're all looking at me like, don't do that. There was another co-worker one time that wore a rather low-cut sweater. And it was the first time she'd ever worn anything like that. So I pointed with two fingers towards our breasts, and I said, "So, are those new?" And, you know, stuff like that. Clever stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff that makes them laugh and just kind of endears them to me and makes me their friend.
Exactly. I don't know if you have any Little Caesars pizza chains down there, do you?
Oh, we do. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, a lady I used to work with when I worked for the state of Ohio, we used to go out to lunch together quite often, and we'd drive by that place once in a while, and they always had their little slogan out there, "Hot and ready." I said, "We ought to eat there. You seem comfortable with that."
Hot and ready, just like Matt.
That's right.
So we're going to lose the live stream in about a minute here, or 40 seconds. So we want to thank everybody for listening live.
Yep.
We've got another 15 minutes of witty banter and a little show prep for Saturday's show coming up.
Yeah, that
so
might be helpful. That might be helpful.
Come back and listen in the archives or call in real quick at 661-244-9852 before we go off the air, and you can hang out with us, which would always be fun because we're fun guys to hang out with.
We are.
Totally.
Or not. Maybe we're not.
Well, you know, Usually I am, although I'm not much of a talker.
No, you were today. That's good, because I really had nothing. I like that.
Well, that's the way we do things. We just show up. We let our natural charm and talents take over.
And unyouthful exuberance.
So, anyway.
Yes.
So, old Hermy hasn't exactly handled this well.
No, he hasn't.
Surprisingly. And, you know, I'm always surprised when these non-politicians don't handle political situations well.
Well,
it shocks me.
He went to the school of Manny Ramirez Public Relations. They did Herman being Herman.
Exactly.
I'm waiting for him to grow dreadlocks.
Yes. Oh, I do need to mention the a big story that's breaking this morning, which is kind of related to the Herman situation, that a woman, a 20-year-old, I think she's Canadian, has filed a paternity suit against Justin Bieber.
I think, wow, that's big.
Yep.
Because if that's true, the big news is that Justin likes girls.
Justin can perform for girls.
Yes.
Privately.
I probably just stole your punchline right there, didn't I?
That's okay. We just keep moving on. Her name is Mariah Yeader, which that's an interesting name.
Yeader. That sounds Jewish.
Anyway. Well, Bieber's Jewish, so he probably
down
with the Jewish girls. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You know, I'm a big fan of Jewish girls.
Yeah. Hmm.
But
I did not know that. I should have, because I'm a big fan of Justin Bieber.
Yeah, can't believe you missed out on that. But she claims that when she was 19 and he was 16, she was apparently a groupie, and that he claimed it was his first time, which I'm sure he did with all of them, which I still do at 43 when I meet a girl. I go, oh, yeah. I really want you to be my first time. It works on some. Anyway.
when they're young
and impressionable, sometimes they fall for it. Do what?
When you're hitting on chicks who are 12 and 13, it does work.
You know, when they're young like that and you tell them you believe them, they just have to believe you.
Exactly. I mean,
that's just like the Taylor Swift song says. Thanks for that, Taylor. It helped out.
And then you say, now would a guy who just gave you a peppermint patty and a Coke lie to you? Come on.
Anyway, the young Miss Yeader claims that when she was 19 and Bieber was 16, she met him backstage and he told her he wanted to go someplace private with her and have some private time. And then when they got private, he became much more aggressive and talked dirty to her and stuff like that. And that he refused. Yeah, I know Justin Bieber talking dirty. That's really hot, isn't it?
Oh my God!
And then he refused to use a condom because he wanted to be able to fully experience it.
Huh.
And one thing led to another, and now she's got a kid.
Wow. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Of all the things we've talked about and all the crap we've spoken in a year plus, Justin Bieber having sex and talking dirty is just flat creeping me out more than any of that.
Especially the thought of 16-year-old Justin Bieber telling a 19-year-old girl, I want to make love to you. Come backstage with me. I want to I want to make love to you, and I want to cuddle and hold you.
Jesus. Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I may never get it up again.
Did everybody listening out there just close your eyes and just
visualize
Justin Bieber's O face.
Oh, my God.
Right above you, looking up at him.
Oh,
the throes of ecstasy.
And then Usher standing behind him. Come on, boy, put some pump into the humping.
This show really took a strange turn.
Wow,
yeah. Anyway, so there's that paternity suit by this sweet, innocent young lady filed against Justin Bieber.
Oh, God. I see we have another guest in the room, and the guest is probably saying, sound, where's the sound?
Probably. Okay. Oh, and a quick shout out to our friends at Reddit who have banned us both.
Yeah, that bird has flown.
Yep. That's, and you know what? I was in there. I'm pretty sure it's an IP address ban because I can post stuff, but it doesn't actually show up. You know what I mean?
I mentioned that yesterday, didn't I?
Yeah. I'll,
did I say IP?
Yeah. Yeah.
You think
I'm it's
a
the same thing
sometimes, don't you?
No, not at all. Not at all. Because when you yesterday you said that you clicked to post it and that it went, but then when I went looking, it wasn't there. And so
yes.
At first I thought that maybe it was the IWSradio.blogspot.com that
right.
was blocked.
Right.
But then I tried to post a link to a picture of Sofia Vergara. And the same thing happened. It said it went through. But then when I went to the board that I posted to, it's not there. And if they're not accepting Sofia Vergara pics, I don't know if I want to be associated with them anyway.
And actually, why would we? Because I think they're actually a British company, and you know how they are.
Oh, well, see. We already had to fight for independence from those bastards once.
Yeah. So now they're just giving the big middle finger to us.
Yeah. So it's possible that we could create another account and then maybe go down to the library, which would be a different IP address, and
yeah.
Something would go through.
I'll make sure when I get up, I'll take the bus downtown. Have them drop me off at the library.
Yeah, and I tell you what, you'll be riding the bus with some of Bagline's finest.
Oh, I know. But
yeah.
It'd be worth it.
Yeah. So, but if anybody out there who's listening, anybody in our vast and diverse worldwide audience would like to post a link to Mattman's tremendous blog post of each of the last 2 days on Reddit, then we would be forever grateful.
You know, I'll have time after the show. I think I could contact Shmoop at work and we could try this out. And then we'll know.
Try.
Right. We'll know whether it's the IWS URL or the IP address thing.
The IP address, exactly. And then we would have some answers, damn it.
And we need answers. We like clarity.
Exactly.
That's why we like Herman Cain.
Straightforward. He doesn't beat around the bush.
No, he dives right in.
Yeah, that's right. He makes it clear what he wants.
Yes, he does. And he wants the Pam Supreme, baby.
But my guess is that this is all going to turn out to be less than exciting. We're finally going to find out that the only thing he did was just invite him to his hotel room. Just invite him up.
Yeah.
And, you know, and as Chris Rock said, you know, using your position of authority to get sex from someone who works for you by threatening their job or something like that, that's sexual harassment. Everything else is just trying to get laid, man.
That's right.
I looked for the sound file of that. It was on the Saturday Night Live one time, and those are pretty hard to find. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
So we got a few minutes left. We might want to talk about what we're going to do Saturday.
Yeah, because, I think that this Herman Cain thing leads us right into the pizza show.
Oh, my God. You're freaking brilliant.
Dude, I am a marketing guru.
Because I hear a lot of people, not naming names or anything, just a goofball and whatnot, but man, you're on it.
You know, the thing about it is that there was a perfect example of how my lifetime efforts of setting low expectations always works out great. Because, you know, you were expecting me to, you know, sit there and talk about how we should do a show about the fall season, you know, preview the fall, the holidays, or, but, you know, oh, no. I connected the dots. Connected the Wednesday show to the Saturday show, just like that.
You took the road less traveled.
I did. In that rare moment, that rare moment when I when I come up with something brilliant, because those expectations are so low. that it works out as something spectacular.
I tell you. Right. I mean, I never doubted you. Like I said, it was other people.
All those emails you get from other people saying, God, what is his fucking problem? What an idiot he is. I'm sorry he's holding you back so much, Matt.
Or as some reporters always use, now some would say, see, it's not me. It's those some out there.
It's the some out there, whoever the some are. But we don't know who they are. But they're the ones who say it.
That's right. I'm just reporting it.
Anyway, minute left. Minute 10 seconds left.
And the fun doesn't
finishing
stop
with a flourish, just like Justin Bieber did, apparently.
Exactly. Oh, God. And if you're listening to this, the fun doesn't stop here. It's everyday fun, especially if you go to iwsradio.blogspot.com.
Or if you follow us on Twitter, I'm JYMAN _ IWS, and Mattman is?
Mattman IWS.
There you go. It's as simple as that. Nothing but fun and games. With the occasional deep thought. That's right. Sometimes Matt can get all philosophical on your ass. But but normally I keep it lighthearted. And we keep the sexual harassment to the direct messages as best we can.
when I can read my direct messages, that is.
All right. So that's it. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thanks a lot, guys. Talk to you later, Jay. Bye.
Bye.